state budget decisions remain at a standstill. That's despite plenty of ideas being thrown around. The issue GOP lawmakers are hung up on is transportation. They're trying to figure out how to plug a $1 billion hole in the transportation budget without delaying major projects such as the zoo interchange. It's not the first time lawmakers have argued over how to pay for roads. WUWM's Marty Michelson examines why transportation has been such a difficult issue in the past few budget cycles.
In Wisconsin, road projects and repairs are largely funded through the gas tax. It's currently 31 cents per gallon. The tax used to automatically increase by a few pennies each year, but the legislature abolished the practice in 2006. That's when the stubborn problems with the transportation budget started, according to Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance spokesman David Callender.
Up until that point, there had been an automatic increase based on sort of several different variables, and there was always a little bit more money coming in. Once you eliminated those automatic increases, then you ended up with essentially a stagnant revenue pool.
In lieu of automatic gas tax increases, the state legislature hiked the vehicle registration fee to help pay for roads. It jumped from $55 to $75 in 2007. But Governor Walker immediately removed that tool from the table. When he took office in 2011, he made it clear that there would be no increases in registration fees or gas taxes in his budgets. Walker has spent much of this year reiterating that position, including in this appearance on Channel 12.
I've said that from day one, from the time I introduced the budget, consistently all the way through. Now's not the time to raise gas taxes.
Walker's stance comes against a backdrop of philosophical differences among Republicans in the legislature. J.R. Ross of WisPolitics.com says the ideological split between the GOP leaders in the Assembly and Senate complicates the search for answers.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has been saying you need revenue, new revenue, to fund these major projects coming down the pipeline in Wisconsin the next few years. And Scott Fitzgerald, the Senate Majority, is saying that's not a realistic option because Governor Walker said no increase in gas tax, no registration fee increase. So how do you work in that dynamic to find a solution?
Ross says ultimately Republicans want to find a dedicated funding source in future budgets to pay for major projects. Lawmakers have toyed with the idea of tolls. In addition, a group of Republican legislators is circulating a bill they say would help prevent future transportation deficits. Mike Hahn of the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission says lawmakers must find a long-term solution soon. The commission has done research that predicts the region's transportation needs in coming decades, and Hahn says adequate funding is a must.
Our long-range plan can still be accomplished with the idea that funding could change into the future. But in terms of the current situation and just the transportation program within the region, sure, there is concern when there's uncertainty for funding.
The Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission has cautioned that huge road projects likely will crop up in the not-too-distant future. For instance, the reconstruction of much of the freeway system in southeastern Wisconsin. Many of the highways were built 40 to 50 years ago and are nearing the end of their useful life. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.